There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
You but God with good credit.
Welcome to Black Guys with Good Credit. We're in the building again.
We back again. What's Sean's feeling too fresh? I know about that one, Sean.
It's a new year still, even though we're in February, the shortest month of the longest history, as we know, Black History Month. I thought a good fundamental show that we should do, Terrence, is really go back to the basics and just talk about, you know, seven ways to increase your, to get your finances in order. You know, and my lucky number is seven, so I thought I'd give seven tips to get your finances in order. What are your thoughts on that?
I love it. Listen, this is the starting point for a lot of people, right? You know, we talk about a lot of things on this show, but you know, sometimes maybe you're not at that point yet. So day one, ground zero, right? How can I change where I'm going, how to get in order? Because you can't get where you need to go if you don't know where you are.
Absolutely.
And I think that's one of the
I'm tied it in.
I got connections, baby. Let's start it off. We're not wasting any time here. Refresh your budget. That's point number one. Your budget is the bedrock of your financial health. So sprucing it up deserves a top spot on your spring cleaning list. It's springtime, right? We're trying to clean up the finances, do everything. Budgeting directs your money towards your necessary expenses, your wants, and your financial goals. From getting out of credit card debt for buying your first home as well. So obviously budgeting is the start. You gotta know where your money's going.
I agree, and you know, it's funny to say that because I refresh and review my budget on a monthly basis, but I really do it at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
Like, for example, I'll find ways, like I have Verizon for my cable and my cell phone, so I'll look for promotions, you know, because they expire. They'll give you these teaser promotions. You know,
yes.
You know, I'll look for, you know, better ways in which to, like, get the same thing at a cheaper discount or find things that, even expenses that I'm not using things anymore. Like, so many things that you automatically pay for.
Right.
Like, debits out of your car that you realize, like, I don't really need this anymore. Like, one thing is, like, all the apps. There's different apps that you make.
The subscriptions. They get you, man.
I go through them on my phone to make sure that, you know, am I really using this subscription? Do I really need it? And so that's a part of reviewing my budget and feeling out, you know, I always look at expense lines as opportunities. Like, where's the opportunity for me to save? Where's the opportunity to keep my money? And I think it should be ongoing, but at least be done at least once a year.
Okay, I like that. Listen, subscription fees, that's kind of a new phenomenon we're dealing with, but they're rampant, right? Everything is going to subscription now, and these fees add up. You don't realize you're paying for this, that, or there's something you signed up from 3 months ago at a $0 promotional rate for 3 months. After 3 months, it went to $2, and you're paying for it ever since.
Exactly.
It adds up. All right. Secondly, review your credit report. Credit is important. That's what the show is about. You can get a quick view of all your credit accounts and make sure there are no surprises by reviewing your free credit report and FICO score. Gotta know where you are, where you stand, so that way you can take advantage.
Absolutely. I think you should, you know, even credit cards that are linked to where you can get the free credit card, even eight debit cards have links now. You should know, off the top of your head, what your credit score is. I've known people that go in to apply for mortgages or go to apply for loans, and they don't know their credit score until it's run there. Before you apply for credit, before you apply for a car loan, a mortgage, you should already know your story.
Right.
So that you can tell your story confidently when the time arrives, when they ask you.
Right.
You know, so there's no way you should go into any type of loan negotiation and not know your credit score.
Right.
Because sometimes, like, my credit score goes up and down depending on, you know, how high I use my credit cards
in
a given month. So I know when is the best time to check my to run my credit report. Around the 22nd of every month, because that's when it hits the bureaus that my cards have been paid off. If you run early in the month, my score may be a little bit lower versus running towards the end of the month.
Right. So there's all those strategies. Listen, knowledge is power. You can't be playing this game not knowing where you stand. They're going to take advantage of you, right? Moving on. Kind of tied to the same thing. Take an inventory of your debts, where do you stand, know what's going on. If you're carrying a balance on your credit cards or making payments on an installment loan, take this time to get a clear picture of what you owe. This is a problem I've heard across the board. A lot of people owing money and being scared about it and not really checking it. Years later, the problem that was a problem is a bigger problem now. So yeah. When you talk about taking inventory of debts, you know, like you said, every year you look at your expenses and see where you are. When it comes to debt, how often do you do that and how do you go around that process?
Well, you understand, like, things are always ongoing and changing. So understanding your debt, understanding your terms of your loan, the interest rates you're paying is very important because, say, for example, you got a loan where your credit was not so good and you're paying a high interest rate. If you improve your credit, you can get out of that loan maybe and get into a new loan with a much lower rate and a much lower payment.
Yep.
You're not married to that debt with that organization. You can always transfer that out. So knowing the interest rates, where the economy is,
right,
where the rates are. But I get calls all the time about refinancing my mortgage. And as soon as I bring up the rate that I have, they're like, oh,
you're good. Leave me alone.
Exactly. And that's knowing
okay,
my debt.
That's knowing where you are. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, dope. Listen, debt snowballs. That's one of the biggest things about debt. So this helps you take stock, make sure you're not falling into that trap, because years later, months even, for some people down the line, you're in trouble and you could have adjusted that earlier. So that is important. We're moving on. Point number four, bolster.
Number four already?
Yeah, but listen, we're going through this. We're talking about bolster your emergency fund. Listen, things are going to pop up. You got to make sure you can take care of them. You don't want to be in a situation where you're being reactive, not proactive, right? So having enough savings to cover unexpected expenses such as a high medical bill or an expensive home or auto repair can help you avoid resorting to credit card debt when you're in a bind.
But I would also say this on the other hand, you don't want to oversave for your emergency fund,
right?
And that'll stunt your growth. Like to me, in my mind, you know, in a short term thing, I may have like no more than $10,000 in emergency fund. Because I don't, if you just look historically, I haven't had an ad hoc expense that just blows my mind.
It's
and I need $10,000 today.
Right, exactly.
I may need $10,000 over a period of time, maybe over 4 or 5 months.
Right.
But I can plan it.
Exactly.
So I think your emergency fund should be a respectful number that it can handle, it can remedy something short term.
Right.
Because I believe like you can maybe use a credit card to support your emergency. You can get a zero interest card, you can pay over time, but you don't need to save enough for like, if you have a $400,000, in case I have a $100,000 medical bill, I want to make sure I have $100,000. Because the likelihood of you having to pay that $100,000 all at once is very slim.
Very, exactly.
So you just
yep.
need something if something ad hoc comes up unexpectedly. And I think, you know, the number that's safe for me is like $10,000, but, you know, that number could be far less for somebody else.
Yeah,
know?
Well, experts say, 3 to 6 months? I've heard that a lot,
yeah,
right? 3 to 6 months, make sure you're good. I mean, listen, obviously emergencies are going to happen. You want to prepare for that, but I know some people who are prepping for emergencies like they're James Bond. I'm like, yo, what scenario do you have where you're going to have to leave the country with 25K? Nah, listen, you got to make sure you're good. But also, if that money just sitting there doing nothing, then you're also possibly losing out.
It's
going to get you, right? So it's having that, knowing you have it, but also making sure you're also thinking about investments and being there for the future. But it's a part of what we're talking about. Moving on, boosting your retirement, investing, because you gotta work for the future. I'm a long way away from that. You might be a little bit closer. So maybe you're thinking about that more than me. But raising your retirement contributions by just a modest amount per year can mean a sizable increase in your retirement nest egg.
You're talking about maxing out the IRA, Roth IRA.
Yep.
Max out your retirement contribution, because what you don't have, you won't miss. And there's always ways which, you know, I love maxing out retirement because I can leverage it. I've borrowed against it. I've used it for down payments. I've paid myself back. No, your retirement, I don't believe your retirement saving is like, wait till you retire and start withdrawing money. It's a tool, it's a function. It's money that you can use and pay back without interest. You can use it and leverage it in many ways. And it looks good on your statement when you're applying for something.
Right,
and
you have. Okay.
An IRA 401k. So I recommend to anybody listening to this show to max out your retirement.
I love the idea of thinking of the retirement plan beyond the actual retirement, but
right.
How you can use that as an investment tool as well.
I don't believe I'm going to hit 65.
And be like, I'm done.
I'm done. No. And my plan, honestly, is I'm hoping I don't have to touch it. I hope my other investments carry me through, and I just hand over my retirement savings to my children.
It's a beautiful thing. I love that.
I think that's my goal. Like currently, right now, I don't think I'll have to draw down from it.
Right.
And if I don't, great. It'll be a gift to my to the next
generation. Let me ask you this, Sean. Let me ask you. You planning? How long are you planning to work? I know you love to work.
Do you envision yourself always working? Not in like a heavy way where you're, you know, stressing yourself out. Do you envision yourself, you know, still 70 doing something? Because I feel like you can't stay still.
I think I'll stay active. You know,
okay.
My retirement plan would be, you know, I would love to just always have my properties, you know, kind of lightly managing tenants and doing like fun renovation projects. Like,
okay.
I would love to keep my building pristine.
Okay.
So that I can give it to my kids in that way. So you'd always see me, I'm going to be the old man in slippers and boots, but just looking over them doing work.
Okay, I feel you.
Fixing windows, changing this, always have these little projects.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's ongoing during my retirement.
All right, I like it.
When I lock off, I want to go away, travel, hang out with the young guys like you.
Hey.
I just close shop, and I'm out.
Okay, cool. It's freedom. It's about freedom.
And I would love my days to be the first day of every month. I just pay all my bills off in its entirety, and I have the remaining of the month to do as I please. That's my goal. Like, everything gets paid on the beginning of the first day of the month. That's
right.
My day where you leave me alone, you pay for my bills, and then the rest of the month.
Okay.
That's why I envision my
Listen, that's Sean's retirement plan, guys. It
yeah.
sounds good. It's more work than how some people work in right now. But yeah, let's move on. Number six, maximize your credit card rewards. We're back to credit cards again. It's a tool. There's a reason we bring it up so often. While you're reviewing your saving and spending habits, take steps to get the most out of your credit cards. Charging your purchases to a rewards credit card can reap stellar benefits, such as earning points towards flights, hotel stays, getting cash back. There's so many things you can do. We talked about the 0% credit cards. We did a show on it. Go check it out a couple shows ago.
But talk about maxing out your rewards. It's not just about the 0%. What cards do you get?
I always say in the classes that I teach, a dollar should be used in today's world in three different ways. One,
right.
to get the item that you want to purchase.
Okay.
That's the one way. The second, to boost your credit score by using credit, right?
Two.
And three, to gain points and rewards. It's free money, people.
It is. It
like,
is.
Why would I look forward to getting rewards. I just flew to see my nephew play a football game in Detroit. Points, you know. I'm going to Jamaica to hang out with my friend Glenford. Points.
Look at that.
And this is money that you're not using from your pocket. That you're
yeah.
just, you're spending, and your dollar has exponential value. That's why I always say, who's older that are using cash? Cash is dead. Like, you're supposed to, you know. And you can, it's so simple to find these great cards. Like, somebody just called and asked me, wrote into me, like, what's the best credit card? I'm like, Google it.
Yeah, there's a lot out there.
Best deals, best reward points, best cards. Google it. And there's some, you know, you get 100,000 points to spend $5,000 on the card. 100,000 is a trip to Europe and back, you know.
Boom, yeah.
May get you to Africa as well.
Yeah.
May not get you back, but it'll get you to Africa.
Good set up shop over there. No, listen, I agree. You look at I take stock of my credit cards, you know, at least twice a month where I go through all the accounts very closely and look at what's going on.
But the rewards, a lot of them, I've let them pile up. So, you know, a couple months ago, I took time and went through. And I'm like, I have multiple fights here. Not like I didn't know, I knew I had to check it. But it's right there, it's available. And a lot of these cards as well, right? When you sign up, they're going to give you in the first month, if you spend this much money, you're going to get this back. You're going to get these points. So I know we had, there was someone on the show in the past who manipulated. He had like a spreadsheet and he was tracking 6, 7, 8, 9 credit cards. And listen, the credit cards are there. They're taking the money from the people who are making mistakes and paying interest, and they're giving it to the people who are doing it well. That's essentially what's happening. You got to use the rewards to your benefit. They're there for you.
One more point. I had a friend who owned a restaurant. And I went to his restaurant and I used my black card at the time.
Right.
And he was like, man, how'd you get this card?
I'm like, humble flex.
Humble. Yeah. And he was like, I just put all my charges on my business card and I've slowly gotten up to it. And he's like, really? And he was like, I spent over $170,000 a month in food and this and that for my business. I'm like, how do you pay for it?
Oh, no.
Cash and my
debit
card.
Oh, no.
I switched his mind to apply for American Express card. If I ever call that guy, he's in Jamaica, he's in Florida.
He's
still gonna get a free meal.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it changed his life by just using credit cards and using reward points versus paying for his restaurant with expenses in cash and debit card.
Listen,
so
the people,
for these small business owners, like, you switch. Please.
Switch, you gotta switch, you gotta switch. Listen, the rich people are not using their money. They're not using their money.
What is it? Your money is?
Your money.
Keep it in your damn pocket. All right, let's move on. Last one. And I think this is kind of overarching in a sense. Revisit your financial goals. Did you set your financial goals at the beginning of the year, beginning of the quarter? If so, now is a great time to take a look at how far you come. Take stock, take inventory, evaluate your process. Your process, your progress, and adjust your course as needed. And if you haven't yet, you know, in terms of coming up with your goals, what are you thinking about when you're thinking, what are your financial goals?
Just setting some personal financial goals for yourself. You know, one thing is understanding paying off your highest interest debt first.
Yep.
Learn to be that disciplined. Like, you have to love yourself. Stick with your budget.
Yeah.
You know, stick with it. Love yourself. You know, stick with your plan. You know, and increase your income. Like, I was telling you, like, you know, work smarter, earn more, and love yourself. Like, don't get caught. You don't owe a company anything. That's when people get mixed up.
Right.
I can't leave now. They need me. What's not the best company? Listen, I say all the time. For those of you listening, listen corporate. The day you leave, everybody says, oh my God, Terry's leaving. It's so sad. How are we going to survive without Terry going, oh my God, it's going to be so deep. I can't believe you're leaving. Are you really leaving, Terry? You get the cake. Everybody gets the cake. And guess what? The Monday when you're gone, you're not even talked about anymore.
But God, who is that guy? That guy.
Not talked about. Yep. You're not mentioned. Life goes on. You don't owe these companies. You owe yourself to get the maximum output for the 24 hours that you have in a day.
Yeah.
The 8 hours that you give them. You know, and increase. You know, and save for a down payment on a house. Like, I know people run away from when I talk about real estate, but it gives you so much leverage. And I'm sorry to monopolize this, Karen. I'm Terry, I'm so hyped on this. So I'll let you say the next one.
Oh, no, for sure. Listen, obviously, real estate is big. If you can get that, you're increasing your income. That ties into a lot of the other things. We got saving for retirement as well. We mentioned that, right, with the matching your 401k, Roth IRA. It is not just an investment in the future. It's something you could use, you know, in the interim. If you have something else to do, it looks good on your statement, everything you mentioned as well. And breaking the paycheck to paycheck cycle. This is a crazy thing we know is going on across the country. We got people here making $100,000 and spending $99,000, right? Or spending $110,000.
Paycheck to paycheck.
Paycheck to paycheck. Paycheck to paycheck is happening at many levels. It's not just when you're kind of struggling for money. People with money also living paycheck to paycheck.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, we spoke about lifestyle creep on a show before. This is important. You have to take stock of your lifestyle. What are luxuries? What are things you do not need right now? It's not that hard. I want to be harsh on the track. I got to be Sean for a bit.
And people are like, well, push it. Like, I've had
you,
people
yeah.
like, well, let's go here. Let's go. You have to kind of put the foot down.
You got
to
put your foot down.
Say, that's not in my budget this month.
It's not in your budget. Listen, I was living in Harlem. Cool area. Lots of people doing fun stuff. I moved to live in another apartment. Pay way less rent. Not saying it, not a great apartment at all, but I knew what I was doing. I knew if I stayed there, put my work in 2 years, 3 years, I could leave with a nest egg of money. A lot of people wouldn't do what I did, right? And I'm not saying not to big myself up. I'm telling you it's the reality. A lot of people feel I earned this lifestyle. You didn't earn anything. You didn't earn anything but what you have and what you're doing. No one cares.
Why would I care? Oh, I did this, so I deserve... No, no, no. If you have financial goals and you know what you're doing, sometimes you got to take a step back, figure it out, live in the trenches, grind for a bit, and know you're going to make it.
It makes you stronger.
It makes you stronger, too. It definitely makes you stronger. And then when I see the vision, you know, I was able to see what my, you know, making those sacrifices led to. I was like, this is amazing. I'm going to keep doing it. And this is something I preach to everyone. We have a lot of privilege here in America in general. I'm from another country. I've seen a lot of the world. Right. Listen, a lot of the things we have here that we think are luxuries are insane luxuries to other people, right? So there's things in your life you can look at and say, you know what? I can cut back on this for a bit. I'm going to eat out a little bit less. Maybe we don't need these 6 subscriptions. You're going to get the 6 subscriptions eventually by taking this step back, saving your money, using it well, investing, taking stock of your financial future. I'm ranting. I'm going off like Sean right now.
We gotta be out. We're going too long.
We're going too long.
So I just want to say, I'm gonna relist the 7 things. Number 7 was revisit your financial goals. Number 6, maximize your credit card rewards. Number 5, boost your retirement savings. Number 4, bolster your emergency fund. Number 3, take inventory of your debt. Number 2, review your credit report. And number 1,
refresh your budget, which is the most important. That's how you gotta start. You gotta know where your money's going. Because
your money is right.
You gotta know your business.
Yeah, you gotta know your business. You can't be out here blind.
Exactly.
You can't be out here blind. All right, that's it. I'm out. Terry Ross, 2 Black Guys with Good Credit. Remember, especially as you work on these 7 ways to get your finances in order, nothing changes if nothing changes on you. Look at your life, take stock, make a difference.
I'm Sean Linda, the better half of 2 Black Guys with Good Credit. Like I say, every show and all shows, your money is your money. Please keep it in your pocket. Please.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.